From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. These days, you can learn just about anything from a YouTube video.
First of all, I'm going to put this bow around his neck.
A South Carolina man teaches us how to tie a bow tie. His YouTube video has been viewed more than 650,000 times. Or maybe you've always wanted to learn how to play the piano.
Let's make this thing minor, shall we? We take the middle finger and move it down a half step to the F.
Today on All Tech Considered, we're going to talk with a man who is devoting his life to creating YouTube tutorials.
Welcome to the presentation on multiplying fractions. Today, you'll be very happy because you'll find out that this is one of the few times where multiplying something is easier than adding it. And if you don't believe me, let's do some problems.
That is Salman Khan, not the Salman Khan who's a Bollywood star. This is the Salman Khan, former hedge fund analyst turned online tutor. He has produced more than 1,000 YouTube videos ranging from basic multiplication of fractions to polynomial approximation of functions. And he joins us now from Silicon Valley in California. Welcome.
Thanks.
Your channel on YouTube is called the Khan Academy channel. Why did you decide to become a tutor online?
It happened fairly organically. I started remotely tutoring some of my cousins in New Orleans. I was working, as you mentioned, as a hedge fund analyst in Boston at the time. My cousin Nadia was having trouble placing into the pre-algebra class. So I talked to Nadia a little bit and I said, how about you and me do some remote tutoring after I come home from work and you come home from school? We'll get a conference call going and maybe we'll use Instant Messenger or we'll find something else. We ended up using Yahoo Doodle, and word got around amongst friends and family, and I had a little cohort of about 10 or 15 students. And then it just became difficult logistically between my work and their soccer practice. So, and I had to keep tutoring the same lessons over and over again, depending on how old they were. So I decided to just record my lessons, but in the same style that I was doing with Nadia that seemed to be effective. And I started just recording them and putting them on YouTube. And even your, my great-great-grandkids could learn from these same videos.
Now, I've watched a few of them. You never appear on screen, just a mouse arrow that draws in different colors on a black background, and you narrate. How are you actually making these?
When I started, it was literally I took Microsoft Paint, made the background black, picked some fluorescent colors, and I used this shareware, I think it was called Screen Video Recorder. It was a $20 piece of software to capture my screen and to record my voice at the same time, and that would just produce the videos. I just did it because that was, I thought, the cheapest and fastest way to make a decent quality video. Since then, one of the viewers actually donated a $300 piece of software called Camtasia Recorder for the screen capture, and now I use another piece of shareware called Smooth Draw 2, I think it's called. I use that to draw, and I just have a little Wacom graphic pen tablet to do the writing.
Now, let's go through some of the range of what you are doing tutorials in mathematics and chemistry, biology.
Yeah, and this non-sciences, there's obviously a lot on finance and economics. Actually, a lot of that comes from last year during the financial crisis. In my hedge fund world, I put all my money in cash and I started reading the Federal Reserve Act. I read it about 10 times just to understand all of the levers that the Federal Reserve chairman could pull. And I said, well, what's a better use of my time than whatever I just learned? Let me make a series of YouTube videos on fractional reserve banking and the Federal Reserve. And I don't plan on limiting myself to just the maths and the sciences.
Now, here's something I noticed while watching a tutorial you were giving about stocks. You were, I think, making the point that a stock that costs $1 a share is not necessarily cheaper than a stock that costs $10 a share. As I'm watching it, a crawl comes across the bottom from Google directing me to a website where I can look over the prospectus for various penny stocks. It's an advertisement, and indeed the
right
advertisement is actually based on a proposition that you're shooting down in the course of the tutorial. First of all, who's advertising? How many of your courses are advertised? And how do you feel about this kind of education being underwritten by a sponsor?
The advertising is what YouTube puts up just by virtue of it being on YouTube. I do share some of the revenue. It's pushing about $1,500 of revenue to Khan Academy, Inc., which is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. So it's going to the organization right now. It's not coming to me as a salary in any way right now.
Without the advertising, are you, I mean, I know you were working for a hedge fund before, but are you, is this self-sustaining? Can you support this as a career doing it based on people free of charge looking at videos?
Well, right now it isn't self-sustaining as of today. I joke that it's being funded by the Salman Khan Bank of America checking account. My wife has given me a year to make it self-sustaining, although I think she'll be giving me a little more leeway than that. If I get no outside support, there are the donations that are coming in from the viewers themselves. That's bringing in about $1,500 a month. I have these kind of low-key ads that you mentioned that are just off of YouTube. If I were to be aggressive with the advertising, which I don't want to do, I could probably generate another few thousand dollars a month. And at the rate that the viewership is growing, it's growing at about 15 or 20% per month. I'm reasonably confident that in about a year, the site itself could pay my rent and put food on the table.
Are you a faculty of one at the Khan Academy?
I currently am. There are people who have come out of the woodworks really in the last 2 months or so to volunteer translating the videos. There's a chemistry teacher in Uruguay who did the first translation. There's an effort going on to translate into Arabic, into Polish, into Portuguese, into German. But right now, all of the content is and has been generated by me.
You come across in these videos as a very natural teacher. And I wonder, on the way through MIT and Harvard Business School and the hedge fund trade, did you ever just consider becoming a teacher?
I actually was a teacher for just to make some extra cash during college. I was an MCAT instructor for the Princeton Review for one summer, and I used to volunteer teaching middle school kids at the Devotion School in Brookline. It's something that I really enjoy, but the economics of the hedge fund world were a little bit better.
You could have done a very simple tutorial on the the difference between the pay of a hedge fund analyst and a teacher. When you're teaching online, there's not a real-time exchange with the students, and their comments to you aren't coming back in real time. Do you think that would be an added virtue of education? Or does it matter that much?
I think that this is an advantage I have over a traditional teacher. Just from my limited experience from teaching live, one of the hardest things is to sit in front of a classroom of 20 or 30 students, and maybe five of them are giving you a nice attentive expression, and the rest of them have blank faces. You don't know if they're bored or they're falling behind, and it makes you insecure, and you don't know what to do next. But I go to my computer, spend 10 minutes, explain something as I would explain it to you or my cousin, and then I upload it on YouTube. The whole process takes maybe half an hour, and within an hour of putting up a video, a few hundred people will watch it, and I wait for them to give that YouTube five-star rating and put a couple of comments up saying, oh, this is so great, I was going to fail this class, now I'm going to pass the exam tomorrow or whatever else. So I wait for that feedback, and that gives me the confidence to keep going.
Salman Khan, who teaches math, science, finance, and much more at Khan, K-H-A-N, academy.org. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.